Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hi, Georgia. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Sorry I couldn't call earlier. I've just had a sick kid at home.
Oh, that's not good.
Look, but did you manage to get Dana's date of birth?
No, I was going to ask when I called with the a possible appointment times. I just didn't want to call them when I didn't have like an answer and then have to call them again later.
Yeah, got it. No worries. I was trying to get some information on the waist test that I've got at that other workplace, so I didn't end up getting that answer, which is why I didn't call. But I might have to go. Yeah, I'll go in physically and check tomorrow to see if I can somehow use that. If I can't, though, I will have to use the iPad, but I'll need to pick it up a couple of days before. That's the only
That should be fine
thing.
because I think Darcy's going to buy some more for Orkin flour.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
I think yeah, the only difficulty is I have a feeling that mum or Dana's carer, I'm not sure if she's mum or she's a carer. There are some issues there with communication. So she really has to fill out a pretty big assessment as well that goes with the waist.
Yeah,
So
that can't be done by grandma potentially.
Ideally someone who lives with her and who kind of knows her living skills. So I can kind of
Okay.
figure out who the best person would be.
Yeah.
But in either case, I'm just trying to look at it. It's really tricky because I'm booked out for a few weeks. So the 12th of September is actually the earliest date that I've got, and then I'd have to do a bit of weekend report writing and possibly the other assessment as well with
Yeah.
mum or grandma. But that's a Friday. So could you check with them if that might work?
The 5th of September?
No, the 12th of September.
Oh, 12th of September,
Yeah,
sorry.
that's okay.
Did you have a specific time that day that it needed to be?
Let me have a look. 9 o'clock. Let's make it 10 just in case there are any issues with the iPad and then setting that up. So yeah, 10 o'clock maybe would be the best.
If that doesn't work for them, do you have any other like days or times that I could offer them?
Let me have a look. Yeah, I just want to make sure I get the report writing done soon. So just trying to book back-to-back type of. The only other day would be Tuesday, the 16th. That would be at 9 o'clock too. At 10 o'clock, sorry. Let's make it 10, just in case.
Tuesday 16th at 10 a.m. All right. I'll give them, is it an hour and a half or 2 hours for the assessment?
Yeah, let's say 2 hours. So yeah, allow for
Two
2 hours.
hours.
Yeah, so if it's on either day, I'll pick up the iPads a couple of days before. I remember Linda saying it takes a good hour to set up, like before the assessment. So that's why it's 10 o'clock would be better than nine. Okay, yeah, so Friday the 12th or Tuesday the 16th at 10 o'clock.
All right. I'll give grandma a call. I'll get the date of birth. Was there anything else you needed me to get from them?
We'll leave it at that for now.
Okay.
When mum turns up, I'll just try to suss out what's the best way for her to complete stuff, if at all. And yeah, if grandma knows Dana as well. So yeah, I'll suss that all out at the appointment.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So do you want me to touch base with you again after you call? Can you send me a quick message to confirm the date?
Yeah, I'll send you a message, because I don't have the phone here. I'll send you a message on Teams, just saying like whether it works or doesn't work.
Okay.
Or if it doesn't work, I might give you a call because we'll need to find some other time.
Yeah, sure. Okay. All right. See
But
how
yeah,
you
I'll
go.
keep you
Thanks,
updated.
Georgia. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Sarah. All
Okay.
right, see ya.
Bye.